JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why ain't you gonna press the flesh, Pappy? Do a little politicking?
I'll press your flesh, you give me the son bitch. You don't tell your Pappy how to cut the electorate. We ain't one at a time in here. We're mass communicating.
Oh, yes. That's a powerful new force.
Mm-mm. Shake your leg, Junior. Thank God your mammy died giving birth. Should have seen you, should have died of shame.
The Don and Mike Show.
Shame.
Woo, look out!
Everybody's doing a brand.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
Incredible!
Tied forever at the kneecaps, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know, every time we have old Robert the Angry Mailman in here, it is a bit like running a marathon.
A little
isn't
bit,
it?
Yeah.
But it was a different Robert. We all agreed it was a, it seemed to be. You know, for a while there, you know, he came back to life once Tom Gavin got on the phone with him. But it was a kinder, toothless Robert that we had today.
It was really something for everyone. We had, you know, serious commentary on the state of racial relations in our country.
Very interesting.
And him yelling at a mentally challenged man.
A little bit of everything for everybody, which I think is fantastic. Before I mention my my buddies from this morning, let's take a phone call here right now. And hello, you're on the Don and Mike Show.
This is Fred Rogers.
Oh, look, it's him.
Hi, Fred.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine.
All right, fine. What is you? Are you picking up?
Oh,
on,
sure. I'm not in any hurry.
Are you picking up on my tone, Fred? Because we might be in a bit of a hurry today.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, Fred, after talking to Robert for a really long time, I have to tell you, I do work up a powerful appetite. I wish it was snack time.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
Yeah.
I was just making some popcorn.
Very good.
Wow.
Anything else we can do for you, Fred?
I remember one time some of our neighbors who were studying ballet dancing got dressed up to look like raccoons.
Right, right. Yes. Anything new you might have to say, Fred?
What would you tell Lady Elaine?
Thank you very much, Fred.
We're talking with
thank
her.
You. Bye. Always a pleasure, Fred Rogers calling
I'm
in the show.
I'm glad you cut that off before he got to talking about the steel drum.
I want to thank the guys this morning that hooked up my DirecTV because we are, Rob, roughly 1 hour away from baseball playoff action.
Wow. Now, who do the Red Sox play?
Anaheim Angels.
Who's favored?
John Lackey against Josh Beckett. Game one tonight in Fenway. Mm-hmm. Be there, Rob.
I'm there.
It's going to be spectacular, and I will be watching it on TBS High Def. Mm-hmm. Thanks to these guys. Want to thank Andy at Source One Incorporated.
Ooh, Andy.
I didn't give the phone number before. I will do that. It's that says sell. Thank God I didn't do that one.
Thank
301-301-977-6260. That's 301-977-6260. They do just about everything.
They do.
And they did it for me today. They came out there, except for the guys, you know, running around in their underwear, bouncing up of my bed like little children. It was great. Got it taken care of. I was very happy about that.
And you're all set.
I'm very set.
It's wonderful.
I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, you've had this, right? You've gotten the new channels. They're pretty cool.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to it. And then, of course,
the History Channel, the Smithsonian Channel, all that stuff is really, really great.
And as far as DirecTV is concerned, I want to thank,
Golden Boy.
I am the Golden Boy. I wear your scorn as a badge of honor.
You should call a DirecTV and leave a message for them.
I really, you know, here's the deal. I'm afraid, right?
Why?
Because of the monopoly factor. I'm afraid that little lady on the phone that has the computer, that can send the signal, that can turn your stuff on and off. If she wanted, I bet they've got ultimate power. If they wanted to be pricky about it, they could do it.
But are you feeling the love today? You were not feeling the love yesterday. Now you have the installation. You got to be
feeling
the love.
I want to thank Don. Really, I called him last night because he gave that heartfelt, passionate speech that I think got those people going. And Andy responded. Andy came all the way from Gaithersburg to Manassas. It's fantastic.
When you really get down to it, the four of us guys, and Don is not here, but he's with us in spirit.
Sure. And incidentally, if you just tuned in, and don't be concerned, Don had a major dental procedure today, was in the chair about 3.5-4 hours longer than he was supposed to be, had a root canal.
And gold teeth put in.
Yeah, gold teeth. And they do assure me he will regain the sight in his right eye sometime middle of next week.
But are there four guys that television is more important to?
I doubt it.
No, I love it. And, you know, I'm sitting there watching, and I didn't want to stare, but when they're getting that final thing where they're talking to the person on the computer and they're zeroing in the signal and they're getting the DirecTV, and then you have that magnificent picture come through, I'm very pleased.
Sure.
And this guy, like this guy, Andy, you know, and one of those guys, and of course, not really even asking for anything, just kind of happy to do it. You know, I'm paying, you know, what the going rate would be. And, you know, and also what I gave them, Rob, was what people love. I still have a big stack of my publicity photos. And
very nice.
Now, for Andy, I signed it, personalized it. For for the other two, I used the stamp.
You still have the stamp?
I still have the stamp.
I think that's nice.
They were very, very grateful.
Sure.
All
I was so pleased when you got the stamp, then I didn't have to sign them for you anymore.
Rob?
Yes,
Rob,
Mike?
Rob Spiewak?
Mike O'Mara?
What do we have to listen to today? Now, the first thing I'm looking at here.
Today's daily audio?
The lovely Holly Morris. Holly, is this Holly on horseback?
Yes, Holly had a tremendous morning today. She was playing something called polo lacrosse.
All right, cut number five. Let's listen to Holly on horseback.
Okay, come on. Hey, listen, if you want to come out and see the real game in action and not a novice like me, they are having a tournament. Come on, Rome, this is not time to make friends with the defender. It's going on this weekend. Come on. No kissing here at Glenwood Farm. MyFoxDZ.com. Has a link to the Bay Area Polo Cross Club. Come on out and enjoy. It truly is a family sport, fun for all ages. You guys are great. You rock. I love it.
Okay.
Back to you. I'm riding Rome. We're heading back to D.C. Let's go.
Come on back home, Holly. Good job.
How's your headache now?
Once again, I love the anchors, too. Yeah, come on back
home. Come on back, Holly.
You know, where they're just saying inside, just dial it down a notch.
Yeah, it was. She did her two segments today, and it was particularly good. This week has been rather low-key. Last week, she was in a bakery making cookies.
Well, anytime we get a chance to hear her scream. All right,
we have,
let's see, Ben Stein on Britney Spears.
Cut number?
That is cut number seven. Let's see what Ben Stein has to say about the tragic life of Miss Britney Spears.
Funny guy, Ben Stein.
I love Britney, and I tell you why. Because she feeds her kids soda in milk, baby milk bottles, just like every other American, and because she gives her kids Doritos instead of carrots, just like every other American, and she's a real, authentic American, and I don't think she should be being penalized because she's not a PC, politically correct, West Side vegetarian. And I think she's a fine person, a great performer.
All right, okay. All right,
everyone
he is funny.
Yeah, he's funny, but he can be dull.
Now, here's a question about him, though. Have the paparazzi really gotten out of control when TMZ is putting Ben Stein on the internet?
TMZ is now, you will see, even if a girl comes out of a club and is drunk and has big boobs, they will put that on TMZ.
Right. Ben Stein has big boobs.
You know, and here's what's happening with TMZ. Does he have mitts?
Yeah, he's looking heavy.
Ben Stein got that? Oh, he's got he's gained weight?
A little bit. He's living the good life.
I'd like to see Ben Stein with that.
I think he's on TMZ.
Hi, this is Ben Stein.
More pastry, Ben?
Look at my breasts. Oh, wait, hold on, Rob. We have to take a phone call here before we move on. Henry has a question for me. Henry, go ahead. Ask your question.
What is your issue with Sacramento, Mike?
I don't have any issue at all, Henry. I don't even know what you're talking about. Why don't you articulate your concerns? What do you think is the problem?
Well, my problem is that every time a caller comes in from Sacramento, you immediately...
Uh-oh. Good
afternoon, Sacramento. What a pleasure it was to hear from that individual.
Always good folks.
I'm so sorry. We seem to have some technical difficulty cutting him off.
All right, let me look. What is this? Is this Sarah Silverman on Letterman?
Yes, there's a very funny moment.
All right, let's Sarah Silverman.
Cut number?
Silver Saruman, kite number eight on David Letterman, and this has to do with Paris Hilton.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
I brought a sweater just in case.
Well, no, that's nice. You brought presents.
Low-cut dress.
How you doing?
Can I just say something off the bat? Just
sure.
So I really don't want to talk about my time in prison.
Okay.
She's so on it.
All right.
She's so on it.
All right.
I just want to talk about my perfume.
All right. Fine. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. You know, I find myself sometimes in a position where I think we're all just having a good time and everybody's laughing and enjoying themselves, and then the next thing you know, someone bursts into tears.
Thank you.
Does it happen to you a lot?
Occasionally. I'll just say, Paris, Britney, we don't We don't hang out as much as we used to, let's say.
Well, it's certainly their loss.
It's all in good fun.
Yeah.
Oh, she, that's great. I think she is impossibly hot.
Yes, now, let me ask you a question. I did not see that. Does Letterman appear like he does occasionally that he wants to jump her?
Yeah, and not only that, she was in a low-cut, strapless black dress.
Oh. Yeah.
And when they framed her for her close-up, you saw no dress, but just a taste of cleavage.
Really?
So she appeared to be naked.
Oh.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Sarah Silverman, and I keep wanting to say Silver Saruman.
Just call her whatever you want.
Sarah Silverman, I saw her, it was a TMZ deal where she was on the street. She got the big boobs.
Yeah, she does.
I had no idea they were that large.
And knows how to use them.
Do you think they've been enhanced at all, or do you think they're all real?
I bet that's really
She's
her.
Not an augmentation type
doesn't
of gal.
Doesn't seem like that kind of person.
Man, though. Well, I mean, she was sitting there and not looking particularly like she'd maybe even showered.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She had the baseball shirt on with the boobs.
Right. Yeah.
And she just, and the fact that she's kind of a mean comedian.
And she is funny.
Oh,
funny.
She's sexy.
And hot.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, this says Whoopi would do... Mr. and Mrs. Pelosi. What's
good.
That about?
That is Nancy Pelosi.
It's cut
Pelosi.
Number 10. Cut
Nancy
number 10.
Pelosi came on The View.
No, I'm sorry. Cut number 9, Rob.
Sure
nine.
She did.
Hey.
Now, what's this about?
It's self-explanatory.
Okay, let's listen to Whoopi Goldberg talking about Nancy Pelosi.
You were talking about older men.
Yeah.
We have an older man in our audience who I think is so attractive, but his wife is going to be on with us in just a few minutes.
Right.
You want to take a look at Nancy Pelosi's handsome husband? Sitting on
hey.
There you go.
Hey,
there
you
go.
The View.
So they show a close-up of Mr. Pelosi.
So far, so exciting.
Come on. Barbara wants to know how long you've been married. I see you eyeing me. That's cool, though. She made history when she went from Democratic congresswoman to the first...
So they finish up with him, and now they're introducing Pelosi to come out.
And when does Whoopi have sex with him?
It's coming up.
All right.
And it's really only third base.
Please welcome Madam Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Da 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 da.
Paul Newman, and I think she'd like to do your husband.
Is that Barbara saying that?
Yes.
Barbara's using the vernacular "do."
Yeah, they mentioned earlier about how they would all do Paul Newman, and then Whoopi had said that she would also do Joanne Woodward.
Right.
And so that's where they laid the groundwork of the verb "do."
Okay.
So here's Pelosi coming out.
You know that Whoopi wants to. She says, "Do Paul Newman," and I think she'd like to do your husband.
Joanna, I would do her as well, but we should wait on that because she's still in office. I don't want to cause a problem.
The View.
Has Whoopi ever really come out and explained what her deal is?
Like sexually?
Yeah.
Like sexuality?
Only, yeah.
Like what team?
Yeah.
Only Frank Langella knows for sure.
And Frank Langella, is she dating him now?
Oh, no, hasn't for a long time.
But he also was always questioned as to, you know, whether he played for both teams.
And they were a couple for a while.
And Danson, right?
Yeah, Ted Danson, perhaps a little question mark on him as well.
Not if you ask Mrs. Danson.
Mary Steenburgen.
Ew.
All right, now there's one that I saw here, Rob, that we got to play.
Okay.
It says, cut number 14. Actually, let's go to cut number 13.
Yes.
Rob Taser's Mike.
Huh. Oh, okay.
Rob Taser's Mike. I have no idea what this is.
From the show Cops.
All right.
I'll tell you what. Right now, you are under arrest for failing to stop when signaled by the police. Relax your hands. Relax your hands. Relax. This can go good or bad. I don't want it to go bad.
I don't care what happened. You hear that dog in there? Okay. Bring that dog out. I'll box that right now.
I want you to calm down, bud.
Calm down, buddy.
What's the matter, man?
6-2 and another unit, please.
Calm down, Mike.
So you going to get it, Rob?
Relax. Relax your arms. There you go. Relax them.
Relax them, sir. Hit?
Mike?
My name's Rob.
What's up?
Hold it.
Mike, we're going to put your hands back.
Do you hear the taser? Mike. Do you hear it when it happens?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. And he changes Mike, the guy who's being a pain in the ass.
Yeah, shocker with that one.
So to speak. He changes his tune.
And you're the cop, Rob?
Yeah, Rob the cop, Taser's Mike the bad guy.
Your fantasy lived.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a violent guy, and I hate you the most.
You back, do you understand? I don't want to fight you. You don't want to fight me. Relax your arms.
What's the deal, man? Wait, what you upset about tonight? Talk to me.
Todd, get the little thing out of your pocket.
Oh. That's you saying that?
Mike?
Yes?
Stop it.
No.
Probe in here in a second. You're
no.
under arrest. Do you understand?
For what?
For what did I do?
Stop when signaled by the police. Stop.
No.
You understand you're under arrest?
Yes.
Index. Do it.
There it is.
Okay. Get on your back.
back.
On your back. On your stomach. Get on your stomach. Give it to him again.
No, no, no.
Okay. Put your arms out.
Oh, my.
Put your arms out.
Okay. Okay.
You got to get it again, Mike.
Okay.
Again.
I'm sorry, man.
Don't fight, Mike.
I won't.
Pixie. Rob Taser's Mike.
I like when he says, again, again. No, no, no.
Play the short version. Cut number 14.
Well, you just heard that's the short version.
Oh, that's the short version?
Yeah.
So they negotiate with the guy for a long time?
Yeah, they do.
And finally, and I saw a little bit of this on the Today Show today. What is it? We have always theorized that there are guys that love to preach to the world that they got vasectomies.
Yes.
There's a guy on the Today Show. I didn't watch the piece, but I saw him promoted that this guy was in his 20s.
He got the vasectomy at 28.
He's 28 years old, and they said coming up, men who get vasectomies when they're very young, and you see the picture of this guy who has that just pleased look on his face.
Uh-huh,
yep,
sure,
I did.
Very
I
proud.
Completely subverted my ability to reproduce.
They always are proud.
I couldn't be happier.
Which cut?
This is cut number 21, 30-year-old vasectomy guy who's, I guess, is he bragging about his vasectomy?
He's very pleased that he did it. He's pleased that he made the choice, and he looks like Michael Gelman.
All right, very good.
I ultimately thought that having a vasectomy was going to put a very definitive period on the sentence, I don't want to have children. I found out that it more was like a semicolon that meant there was some sort of lingering phrase out there that was something along the lines of, unless I can convince him otherwise. I view the next 15 to 20 years of my life as some of the best years I'm going to live, and so I wanted to make sure that those years were following a track that I'd thought out, that I want to pursue, and that really is going to make me ultimately the happiest person I can be.
Well, there's another dink on the Today Show that has no idea how to plan the rest of his life, much like getting a tattoo. He's a pure ass. But first, this is Today on NBC. So, in other words, the next 15 years, you know, nothing will change in his life.
It's
much like really getting a tattoo, you know, like when you see the old ladies with the wrinkled tattoos at the beach.
I mean, looking at this guy, he's not going to be laying an awful lot of pipe, I'm guessing. And what's the point? He's selfish.
I really thought that if I went on the Today Show and said that I got a vasectomy, chicks might think that I'm like really virile.
Yeah.
I think that has something to do with it.
Do you think?
So incredibly potent that I had to stop it.
Or that I'm safe. I'm not sure which.
You're right. I think it's something like that. But
I don't know, though.
But even the married guys, Buzz, that come on the show, I got one.
Very proud.
We'll be getting vasectomy calls in 5 minutes.
Sure.
There's no question. All right. We do have to take a break. Before we do, I have one call. I have no idea what this is about. John, you're on the Don and Mike show. Excuse me.
Mike, how you doing?
How are you?
Excellent show today.
Thank you.
Listen, it's a special day. Robert the Mailman was in. Don's gone. Besides having a vasectomy, I'm slowly dying of natural causes.
Wonderful.
We all are.
I'd like you to allow me to have one of my wishes come true. This is your opportunity to do like a make-a-wish thing for me.
Well, I have to hear the wish first, but
sure.
We'd certainly love to have the opportunity to grant your wish, especially if you're dying of natural causes, John.
Yes.
How old are you, John?
I'm 38 years old.
38 years, dying of natural causes. We don't need the details.
Slowly.
What is the wish that you require?
Well, most men in my neighborhood idolize Rob.
Rob Spiewak?
Rob Spiewak.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
And what I would like to do is I would like to have the opportunity to mock a woman on the phone as she's talking.
As I do?
Yes, as you do.
You know, a lot of people would like perhaps the ability to run the country as the president does or host a television show like Jay Leno does, but this is best left to the professionals.
Well, Rob, you're absolutely right.
I think I could do an extremely very, very good job because I'm mocking my daughter.
John, let me do this. What I'd like to do, and in circumstances like this, we often do this, please submit your request in writing to our committee. They will review it, and then if we can grant your wish, we will have the proper people get in touch with you. That's all we can offer right now, okay? John?
Is that in MLA format at the North Pole?
Please do, yes.
Send
it right along. Don and Mike, North Pole, it'll get to us, okay?
Thank you for calling.
Honestly, gentlemen, God bless you.
Thank you very much. I'm glad that we had a pleased customer. That was John. You know, we got a chance to make somebody happy. We're going to try it.
He called our Make-A-Wish hotline.
Our Make-A-Wish hotline. Well, that's a very sad situation with John dying of natural causes, and we hope that we can help him soon. But your local forecast, traffic, and the vasectomy update is coming up next. This is Today on NBC. I did that pretty well.
Yeah. Very well, man.
I could be on the TV. I ain't on the radio, and I got to play commercials right now.
You sure do.
Hit the damn button.
This is the Don and Mike Show.